Turn, please, to Romans 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty. I want you to catch that word, guilty, before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now is the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. God will bless the public reading of his word. I would be satisfied tonight that every soul in this building would intend, expect, hope to be in heaven. I say that because to realistically contemplate any other possibility would cause the mind to reel. You know that there is only one other possibility. If it's not heaven, my Bible knows only one other place, and that is hell. And to contemplate a flame that's unquenchable, a worm that's undying, and an eternity that never ends, would be enough tonight to dethrone my reason. Therefore, somehow, subconsciously at least, most expect to turn up in heaven. If you expect to turn up in heaven, and as well as I, we both have got to face a matter. It's the matter of sin. Sin. That's the subject of the meeting tonight. My sin. To bring home the truth of my sin, God, by his Spirit, draws a particular scene to my attention. It's a courtroom scene. And standing in the dock is man. Any man, Jew or Gentile. Myself. And I listen to the charge, I listen to the conviction, and then I listen to the condemnation. I listen to the charge, and what is it? God say, none righteous, no, not one. Oh, somebody says, you mean we are all bad? Everyone? That's exactly what God is saying. None righteous, neither priest nor prelate. No, not one. There's none that understandeth, neither preacher nor philosopher. There's none that seeketh after God. They're not to be found. That's the jar. And God will substantiate this jar so that it's brought home to each individual heart that before a holy God, every one of us must be guilty. But to bring home the truth of it, of God, what's asked for, it's a police report. It's a record of the past. What have these people done? All gone out of the way? Together become unprofitable? None that doeth good? No, not one. Oh, that cuts away much that I might have been leaning on and thinking I'm not too bad. But here's the police report. Here's the record of the past. Here's God bringing the evidence to bear upon my heart that with regard to heaven's standard, none righteous, none doeth good, no, not one. Oh, but somebody says, now listen, that's my conduct. I admit I have been pretty poorly behaved in the past, but what about my condition? Right, says the righteous judge, will you please call them for the medical report? Examine his condition. Look, please, at his throat. It's an open sepulchre. With their tongues used deceit, poison of asps under their lips, mouth full of cursing and bitterness, feet swift to shed blood. Can't you see the ruin of the person? Can't you see what sin has done? Can't you recognize that that person is hopelessly infected with that which will doom them forever? It's sin. Sin. There's the ruin. Police report. The medical report. But surely somebody has done some good in the past. Sure, call the record keeper there, please, and see if there's anything you can put on the positive side. Destruction and misery are in their way. The way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. What do I see? Case is becoming blacker and blacker. Conviction. Charge. All the world guilty. Guilty. That's the condemnation. My soul tonight before God, I would like to echo it in each heart, respectfully, but earnestly it's there. Some people have a notion that if they do the best they can and don't do anybody any harm, that things will work all right and they can put some merit into meeting the claims of God. God says no. The charge is in. The conviction proved. The condemnation is this. That every soul is guilty. But wait now. Court of appeal. On what grounds are you appealing? The Jew says, but I'm privileged. I've got my privileges, my race. Don't you know that I'm different from everybody else? I've got a mark in my body that sets me aside, marking a ceremony that has brought me into a place of privilege. Probably not many Jews in this meeting tonight. But maybe there's a heart that's saying, but you don't really mean me, do you? I've been brought up belonging to a church organization, a chapel. I have been christened, you know. I've been confirmed. I take communion. Not too bad. Just a minute. Guilty before God. Soul tonight, if I understood that before a holy God, there's no church ceremony can fit me for heaven. Oh, the truth
of this, that before God I stand condemned as a sinner, a thief. To my privilege. Oh, but the Jew would appeal again. He would say, you don't really know the profession that I make. Look at the services I attend. Look at the alms I give. Look at the good I do. My, that seems to be endemic, doesn't it, in every human heart? You find people that will stand up to tell my God, oh, you know, I have a profession. I'm decent, honest, respectable, good living. You don't mean me. Oh, I can understand if you're talking to that drunkard or that drug addict or that man or woman moving through the paths of sin. But me? What about me? Oh, I want to write on every heart tonight the word guilty before God. All the world guilty. No standing on privilege. No standing on profession. You need reality. You got it? Oh, but what about the practices? Oh, now someone will say, be honest now. Really, I pray. I read my Bible. Nothing wrong with that, please. We're not saying a word about it, except this. But if that's what you're depending upon for eternity, it will let you down. It doesn't meet the need of the soul. It doesn't meet the need of the sinner. It doesn't meet my soul's need for eternity. I need something solid on which to stand before a holy God. I'm going to be in yonder glory. Oh, the word tonight I want to leave on every heart is this, my guilt before God. My guilt. With every mouth stopped. No appeal. But wait. See the prisoner, please stand in the dock. You've heard the charge read. You've seen the evidence that brought the conviction. Have you heard the condemnation? What is it? Death? I want to pause for a moment. I wonder, does the unsaved soul in this meeting know the reality of that death sentence already passed by heaven's court? I'm not thinking just of physical death, sad, solemn though it is. I want to warn every soul in this building tonight that beyond the physical death there lies what the Scripture calls a second death. That's a distance that can never be bridged, a darkness that will never know light, and a doom that is forever. Oh, before God tonight, soul in the meeting, get it into your very heart. You're in a serious state. You're guilty before God. If He closes His hand upon that breath of yours, you know what it will mean? The next conscious feeling will be in flame. What to do? Any good asking that condemned man to turn over a new leaf? The judge would laugh. It's the past. Any good asking him to make a few promises? What good's his word? He couldn't keep it anyway. Any good asking him to do some penance or say a few prayers? Do you think that will wash away one's stain? The record is there. There it stands revealed, the man's ruined. The result is a death eternal. Now what do you expect the judge to do? I'm going to surprise you now.
that judge stands for. The judge that has passed sentence. And he says, open the gate of the dock. Take the chains off his hand. Open the courtroom door. The man's free. If he takes one step, the man's free. You say, but justice, justice. Here's the proclamation. Justified by his grace, God, out of the infinite love of his heart, has made provision. Well, you say, how could he make provision? He's made provision for that guilty man. How did he do it? He did it in a person. Christ Jesus. The words that are used are two. Redemption and propitiation. Both fasten upon a penalty and bloodshed. The redemption deals with the penalty and the power that follow. Propitiation deals with the penalty and the peace that follow. What does the judge say? Let that man go. Why? Judge of the universe, why? Blood has been shed. Another died. Judge, but that man deserved to die. But here's another who didn't deserve to die. But he willingly, voluntarily accepted the penalty and he stepped into the place. And he died to Luke his blood, redemption through his blood. Propitiation in his blood. Look, please. See what has been done. My, that's the theme of the gospel. It's a person. Christ Jesus, all of history, all of prophecy, centered in a person. He came, bless his name, came. Bethlehem's manger tells us he came. But that's not all. He died, the sinless, spotless, stainless Son of God. On Calvary's dark cross, he died. Oh, that's what it took. Thy gaze upon a suffering man, thorn crowned, nailed by hands and feet, back torn and bleeding. And I bow my heart when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. But on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. That's the great God that gave his Son for the guilty man. The blood has been shed. The judge looks on the blood. He said, there's your freedom. You can take it now. There's the open door. Redemption. That's the Lamb, that's the blood, and power. The past now is changed, the power of sin broken, and the soul is free. Propitiation, my heathendom has demeaned that word, as it indicates a sacrifice to propitiate the deity. But in scriptural terms, it's God who stepped in. He provided the sacrifice to satisfy the throne of justice and yet free the guilty and take him to heaven. God has done it. Out of the rich provision of his grace, in the matchless person of his Son, the proclamation runs down through the ages. God is able to be a just God. And the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. But look, please, at the guilty man. He's a wee bit perplexed. But I didn't merit this.
Of course you didn't. You couldn't. I didn't even ask for them.
Do you think God would have listened to you?
Oh, but I don't feel any different. Man, just a moment. What do you expect to feel? You're still in the dock.
Your feelings will only begin when you take that step out of the dock and out of the courtroom. Find the light of heaven upon your soul. The liberty and the light and the life throbbing through your being. You deserve to die. But another took your place. That's justification. What's the man doing? He's saying the judge is right. I deserve to die.
My sin deserved eternal death.
But Jesus died for me.
The judge was right. My sins deserve eternal death.
But Jesus died for me. Because that has happened, I believe the message. I trust the man. I step up. That's justification. A man right with God. Are you right with God? I'm not asking you what church you go to. None of my business.
Not asking you what creed you profess. Not my business at the moment. I'm asking you, is the moment in your life history when you saw yourself condemned, guilty, sinful, doomed to die, you grasped that another died in your stead, took your place, you said, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. The experience will differ. But every saved person on the way to heaven has a moment when they came to Christ, when they understood, there's the Savior. He shed his blood for me, because he did. Power has broken the chain of sin. Peace reigns within my heart. I've got peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, how do you make it your own? The principle is here. Through faith, the just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Now don't you make any mistake about the preposition. There's an awful lot of people that believe about Jesus as if he was a figure of history. Only. The way I believe about Napoleon. And that makes not a whit of difference to anybody. But I tell you this. To believe in Jesus is that moment of acceptance, acknowledgement, and rest. I rest in Christ. I trusted him. My past is gone. My future is secure. My peace is made. Soul, tonight are you saved? Saved by that precious blood. Saved by that precious Savior who shed that blood. If not, tonight you could take it in. I'm condemned. He died in my place. My sins, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross. And I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. O my soul. That's salvation. And I challenge your heart tonight. Have you got it? You sure? This is for eternity. Be too bad to make a mistake. It's forever and forever and forever. And I would want to be absolutely sure that I've rested upon that person. That I've accepted that provision. That the peace of God is mine. God has done the work. He expects me to take it in. Two words. My guilt. His grace. Will you trust him?